Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Holy smokes. Listen to this. This is a podcast with a video element.
Yes.
And my name is Dan Savage, the coach.
I'm Mike Crisafulli.
The Fan.
The Fan.
And this is the Doo-Doo and Foo Show. And we're going to get into the name in a minute because I don't know if you can see the graphic up there, whatever angle you're coming at us from. I think we have some Instagram Live over here. We got YouTube for down the road and some other stuff happening. So we're just trying to figure this out. And honestly, this is just... I don't know. We don't even know what we're doing at this point. But we just decided to hit record, just a couple old friends that were sitting talking one night and decided to, if we're going to talk, let's talk and let the world hear our smartness. Is that a word?
Yes, smartness. Yeah, it is now.
So, Mike, let's talk a little bit about what this podcast is. First of all, where are we at right now?
As far as...
Where are we?
We are at CSN campus on Cheyenne.
Yep.
In Coach Dan Savage's office.
Hey, look at that.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at. It's the women's basketball office, like Mike said, on...
Yes.
East Cheyenne.
There's
so much...
There's the community college.
There's so much traffic out there. I don't know if it's east or west. but yeah, we're at CSN, the community college, where I coach the women's basketball team, and Mike is our super fan. Actually, behind one of those cameras over there is one of our players, Aaliyah Ibarra. did I say that right?
Yeah.
I got a yes. So this is where we're at. This is our office. Someday maybe we'll take a tour and see the West Wing over there and all the stuff. But yeah, it's our little spot right here. Got a bunch of posters behind us, different sports from CSN. We got the Doo-Doo and Foo logo up there. What is that? Does it look like us guys? What do you think? I think it's pretty accurate. I mean, I got the blue shirt on today. Yours is different.
I've got the right color.
So that's where we're at. The show is just a bunch of us chopping it up.
That's it.
A little bit of sports, a little bit of life, some stories.
Everything in between.
So let's do this. Because this is the first show, and we don't really have much to talk about today other than everything, right? There's all topics. Let's talk about... the name, because I know that's going to be the first question that people, when they go back and look at episode one, they're going to go, what the heck is Doo-Doo and Foo?
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you go first. I got a little roast beef sandwich here I might indulge in a little bit, and I'll let Mike tell where his part of the show name comes from. Foo. Hit it.
Foo. Pretty simple. Years ago, when I had much more hair, I had the, I was sporting a Fu Manchu mustache at one time, and I was people started to call me Fu Man, and then we shortened it to Fu. That's as simple as it gets right there. It's all because of a Fu Manchu mustache.
So that's Fu. When did you get rid of the Fu? Like full time?
Oh, jeez. That had to be about at least 20 years ago.
20 years.
Yeah, probably even longer than that, yeah.
Yep.
I had it through the 20s to 30s.
Yeah. I had one. I'll have to find a couple pictures. Yeah. I had one for a little bit. Had a little Fu Man and a little gold hoop earring. And, we all go through those days, I guess, right?
Yes, we do.
So there's Fu. Now, the million-dollar question is...
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. It's funny, we were talking about a little bit before the show that how many people don't even know my name. Like, yeah. They just know me as Doodoo. Well, a lot of it goes back to my college days, but the story more so goes back to, and it's the story's evolved over the years.
Sure.
But the story was in high school, basketball, I was okay. I wasn't great. I was pretty good. Like, we had a really good team, and I found minutes, and I played, and all that stuff. But my strength was I could jump a little bit in high school, and I used to block some shots, and I was a cocky little son of a gun, right? So I'd block a shot, and I'd kind of under my breath, get that beep out of here, right? So I might have got a technical or two. I might have gotten in trouble from a coach or two. And that was goofy behavior that I wouldn't stand for with my players now. No, like, I just wouldn't stand for it. And so it's so funny that that's what I did. And my coach, Len Desitals, one day said, instead of saying beep, he said, why don't you say doo-doo? So the next game, I think I had like 7 or 8 blocks, and I started yelling doo-doo. And everybody's going, what the heck is doo-doo? And it's short for get that beep out of here. Right. And then all my friends who weren't on the team started picking it up at home games. So when I get a block, everybody would start yelling, doo-doo, like it is what it was. So I have it tattooed on my arm. Yeah. I go to college. I held the, for a while, I think, I'm pretty sure I still do. I had the most block shots in the season. And even up there, doo-doo, right. Doo-doo this, doo-doo that. Yeah. My college roommate just came into town, Lewis Scott, and he's like, doo-doo, what up, man? Like, so a lot of people in this world don't know why I'm called doo-doo, and that's why. I didn't have, like, a stinky diaper when I was a kid. And, like, I wish the story was better, but it's all about
blocking. No, that's a good story.
So that's the key of it. That's the...
You know, and you're right. Not too many people know the nicknames, or in your case with doo-doo, not too many people knew actually what your first name is or was.
Right.
And I was just telling Aaliyah this story because she never heard this story, and you have, with my brother, because Dan used to coach also Bonanza High School, and we're in,
Who's Dan? You just said
Dan. Right, who's Dan? Who's Dan? And we, we had our Bonanza gear too, because that's where I went to school, and so did my brothers. And my brother's at the gym one day, and he's wearing his Bonanza basketball shirt, and the lady comes up to him and says, Bonanza basketball, did you go to Bonanza? Yes, I did. She starts talking about basketball, because her son was going there at the time. And my brother says, yes, I know the basketball coach. What's his name? And I either he forgot your last name or didn't know it. All I know is Miss Doodoo.
Yeah.
And you talk about not knowing the first name, but just knowing nicknames.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. There's a lot of people in this world that literally don't know my name. So that's it. For those of you tuning in late. Memory card full. Perfect. All right. So we're already down a camera. Good thing we have 3 going. Our technical assistant, Aaliyah Ibarra, just informed us that one of our main cameras is down. Strike one.
We'll be all right.
Strike one. We're going to be all right. We got that one going. We got this one cooking. Can we save the Instagram live video and like...
Hopefully. Is this charged?
Yeah, is it charged? Charged it all night, but it's an iPhone 8. It might go quick. Well, hey,
as long as that goes.
Hey, when the third camera goes off, we're done.
We're done.
How about that?
Not much more we can do after that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the name, Doodoo and Foo, and it's our show. So it's the Doodoo and Foo show. I think it's pretty cool. And do you remember, it was a couple months ago, probably in November, we try to go out and showtime our buddy Steve.
Yes.
And of course my wife Julie, we like to go out and break bread and have dinner. And I think this whole idea came about, correct me if I'm wrong, see if you remember, the same story that I remember, is we were eating and it was me, you and Julie, we were out eating. Awful grammar right there, but we were all out eating. And
don't worry about the grammar.
I'm not worried about the grammar. Julie might correct my grammar when she sees the playback. Trust me. She's tired of me saying isn't and ain't and all my Cape Cod slang. But anyway, you and I go off on we just go down probably a basketball avenue, and you and I probably went 45 minutes without taking a breath. Yes. Probably more me than you, as most of you can tell. I've got a lot of air in my lungs. And Julie just goes, why don't you guys just do a podcast or something? And so...
And it stemmed from, too, when I actually went here to CSN and UNLV, and my major at the time was communications.
Yep. We
talked about that.
Yeah.
And that, and the light bulb went off.
Yep.
And you called me. It was the next day.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you told me this. Let's roll off of that. Yeah.
Buy some fancy mics.
Yes.
Some headphones that I don't even. Yes. I'm not even sure if we need the headphones. It's funny because I can sound you. I can hear you, but it'll be a. You know, we'll see where this goes. But and again, the so that's a little bit about where the show came from, and honestly, we're thinking about just, you know, trying to do this once a week, every so often. Not necessarily always going to be live, but we'll post clips and things of that nature. But we also want to talk about some sports stuff throughout, because obviously 99.9% of my life revolves around sports. Yes. And you're a huge sports fan from Syracuse, and we'll get into that, of course. And then, you know, other things we can talk about, whatever. We'll talk
about whatever.
And as this goes on, I would love to get, as the audience grows, I'd love to get interaction with the audience, whether it's live on one of the platforms, or whether somebody emails in questions and we can answer them the next week or something like that. So I don't know. That's pretty much.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a nutshell.
Yeah, it's a plan. It's a perfect plan. And we can even have people coming in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know,
yeah.
Later on down the road, for sure.
Yep.
Between who you know, I know, especially with what you're doing, you have more connections than I do, and very good connections, but yes.
Well, you know, Julie would argue with that. Julie says, Mikey knows everywhere we go. We'll go to dinner somewhere, and like, hey, Mikey!
But you know half the people I do when we go out, so you're right there.
Yeah, yeah. No,
you're right there.
Guests, for sure. Everybody who walks into the basketball office and sees the little setup, it happened 2 or 3 times. We just had somebody, a YouTube influencer just came in and went, what is this? Like, that's what I do. I want to, how are you guys doing it? And I didn't have the heart to tell her we haven't even done a show
yet. Right.
But she was just, you know, like eyes wide open looking at just the gear. So kind of something fun. But let's do this. Let's talk a little sports because it's a massive week.
Yes.
Not just, you know, we just finished the first round of both the men's and the women's basketball NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Our team here at CSN just finished about a week and a half ago in the Scenic West tournament. And our baseball and softball team are rocking and rolling right now here at CSN. Actually, baseball is on a 19-game winning streak. Okay, Coach Nick, I see you guys out there.
Yeah.
Have the laptop here so we can confirm some stuff when we're talking. I can try to check it. So let's talk about some NCAA. Men and women. Where do you want to start?
Men and women. Well, let's got to start with the national champs, right? From your neck of the woods. Pretty much when that team is on, as everybody knows, that team is very unbeatable.
Talking about UConn.
UConn, yes. Yeah. I'm sorry, UConn. We very well could be seeing back-to-back champions for the first time in several years.
Yeah.
Many years. They're just... They're, of course, Coach Hurley's got the pedigree with his father, right? Mm-hmm. Correct? That's... that's why they play the game, so anything can happen. It takes one bad game in a tournament, as we know.
Yeah.
And you're done.
Yeah.
But UConn doesn't look like they're slowing down. They don't look like they're slowing down at all.
No, and it's I think men's basketball in the last 5 or 6 years, the parity has become unbelievable where anybody can beat anybody. Look at these first and second rounds. I mean, it happens all the time, yes, every year, but now it's happening, yeah, more often than not. Your Kentuckys are losing, you know. Mm-hmm. In the past, mm-hmm, Purdue's are losing and Virginia's are losing when they should have won back-to-back. So I'm not going to crown them yet. I'm not going to crown UConn yet.
I wouldn't crown them yet either. I actually think if it's an Iowa State-UConn matchup, I think Iowa State gives them a run.
Iowa State. Really? Yes. And you know who their main guy is lately, right?
Yes.
UNLV transfer, yeah, Gilbert.
Yes. I think Iowa State has what it takes.
I haven't seen enough of them.
Yeah, they're solid.
What about Purdue?
Purdue, you know, you mentioned how there's basically how much is more parity.
You're reaching for my food? Don't reach for my food, buddy.
How there's more parity. And you mentioned Virginia and Purdue. It's two out of the last 3 years, right? A 16 is lost to a 1. Mm-hmm. To prove your point, what you were talking about earlier. Purdue, yeah, sure, Purdue can get there. Why not? Of course, they got the big guy, obviously, right?
And Zach
Edey. When tough to stop him. Purdue would definitely have a shot. But I think if anybody's gonna the throne, so to speak, UConn, mm-hmm, I think it's Iowa State. Now I know Iowa State's got a pretty, you know, it's gonna be a tough matchup in this next game too. But I'm kind of like an Iowa State.
Let's do this. I like Houston.
I think Iowa State meets Houston in the finals. How about that one?
I'll take that. So let's do this. I'm going to pull up the bracket real quick. Let's go quick little predictions for next week. You got UConn versus San Diego State. No spread or anything. Just who you think's going to win the game.
UConn. I guess that's not too much of a stretch.
I'm with UConn on that. Then we go down to Illinois versus Iowa State.
There's Iowa State.
2-3.
Yep.
You obviously like Iowa State?
Yes.
I honestly don't know enough about Illinois to make a different pick. So I'll go Iowa State with you.
That's going to be a good game too.
This is the big one right here. North Carolina, Alabama. Yeah.
You know, Alabama, they're the highest scoring team in the nation, I believe. Obviously, they can score. Carolina can score too. That's another team. When they're on and they're clicking on all cylinders, they're tough to beat. I'm gonna take the chance that they're clicking on all cylinders and they beat Alabama. I don't know if that's too much of a stretch, but Alabama can score. You're gonna have to score with Alabama.
So the interesting thing with Alabama is they scored 109 points the first round.
Yes.
And then only scored 72 the second round against Grand Canyon, who I think their future is so bright.
Yeah, I do too.
North Carolina ended up scoring 85 against Michigan State, mm-hmm, which obviously Izzo's, you know, their teams are always play pretty tough defense. So I'm going to go against you here and go Alabama, Crimson Tide. I think they have, both teams have good coaching.
Yes.
And the next one is Arizona versus Clemson. I'm sorry. That's live right now.
That's going. Oh, is that going right now?
Well, I'm going to let you.
I don't know. My ACC bias might be coming in.
Yeah. As it should.
You know, but PJ Hall's a beast. I mean, he's a beast underneath. He can step out and hit that three. You have Girard. You can't leave Girard open. He's so good coming off those screens.
Yep.
You know, for three. I'm going to go Clemson just because I know a lot of people with Arizona and think Arizona's getting there. I don't think Arizona gets to this Final Four.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. People are very high on Arizona.
I know they are.
Right now, Clemson's up 27-14.
That's early. That's early. You know how this basketball goes.
No, for sure. 7 minutes left in the first, but we'll probably get a live update before we finish the show. Creighton versus Tennessee.
I'm going Creighton, and I'll tell you, I got Creighton in the Final Four. That's why we're going Creighton.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Creighton in the Final Four.
Yes.
Tennessee, I'm going to go Tennessee.
Tennessee's good.
And then we got Purdue-Gonzaga.
Going Purdue. I'll be honest. I didn't think Gonzaga was going to get this far.
Yep. I agree. I don't think they're slowing down Zach. Marquette, NC State.
You know, Marquette got their top guy back, and they're playing. They're very tough.
They got the Shaka effect.
Love Shaka. My brother used to always like Shaka.
Yeah, I love Shaka.
I will go Marquette. I don't know how much of a stretch it is. I know North Carolina State's on a run right now.
Yeah, they got the big post that's terrorizing people.
Burns. He's
PJ Burns?
No, DJ, I believe. DJ Burns.
My bad.
DJ DJ Burns, DJ Horn. DJ Horn can shoot from outside. Yeah. DJ Burns, he's a load underneath. He can pass. He's soft. He's got a soft touch. I should say soft touch. He's not soft.
Yeah.
But NC State, I don't think NC State's if Marquette wins that game.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an easy win.
No.
At the end, it might turn. The final score might look like it, mm-hmm. but no. NC State's going to come to play. They're a very good coach over there too.
Yeah, Marquette won against Colorado by 4, so they pulled out a couple close ones, and then the last one is Houston Duke. My brother's watching, so be careful.
No, I know, and I'm going to go Houston.
You hear that, Pat?
I'm sorry, Pat. You went against the Dukies. But no, I mean, that's not going to be easy either, though. I mean, that's going to be another good game right there, of course. But
I'm with you. Yeah. I think Duke always has a shot to win all games, but
course,
I think Houston's just a little bit better.
Yeah, Houston.
And then we have audience members peeking in the door now. We got women's basketball players all checking things out. They're all going to be guests at some point on the show.
At some point, you know, too, Dan, speaking of your women's team here, how's the recruiting going right now?
Recruiting's good. You know, it's a little bit different. We have a good... We have KB and Paige just walked in the door. They're going to stare at us awkwardly for a little bit.
It wouldn't be the first time I was stared at.
Right. so recruiting's good. I don't want to say it's slow right now. We've signed 2 players. Mm-hmm. We signed 1 player from Coronado, Gabby Brooks.
Okay.
Kind of not a stretch 4, but she can play the 3, the 4, can handle the ball, can shoot it pretty good. It's going to be interesting to see her improvement here at the JUCO level, because that's what it's all about, right?
Sure.
And then Trista Barrett from Centennial, from the Bulldogs.
Okay.
Again, we're getting Bulldog chants over here. And yeah, then again, we got 2 Bulldogs in the house. Trista's one of those, again, 5'10", athletic, long, super motor, like goes up and down. But it's been pretty good. It's, it's tough to recruit here. You know, it's funny recruiting wise. It's kind of crazy. Some of the conversations that I have with players, if you hear that noise in the background, is Paige getting Swedish fish. 'Cause I could hear that right through the microphone. it's kind of funny. You know, you don't always hear the stories about recruiting, right?
Right,
and, I recruit a good part of my year, and I had a girl, and we're going to call her Betty. Not Betsy. We'll call her Betty because I don't want to use this person's real name, but I want to share this story with you. So Betty was a point guard. And
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
She was kind of interesting to us. She could play, nice handles, good vision, scored a little bit. Defense was okay at best. And, so went to a couple games, was actually recruiting one of her teammates and finally, you know, sent her a text and said, "Hey, we're interested in, you know, seeing if you want to come out next year." And Betty's like, "I'll think about it." That was her response back, which is fine. Yeah, think about it. It's normal, right? So I wait a couple days and I text her and say, "Hey, you want to jump on a call so we can kind of start this recruiting process?" I get on the phone with her, and the girl says, "I need a full scholarship and I need to start."
Mm.
And like pretty much telling me I'll come out when I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first recruiting.
Interesting. Okay.
This is our first recruiting call. So, what do you think happened?
Oh, I got to believe she's not coming to CSN.
Yeah, Betty didn't come to CSN. Yeah. You don't see any Bettys on our roster, right?
It's That's pretty bold.
Yeah.
A lot of confidence, which is, I guess, not a bad thing, but
yeah.
Is she going to let you coach or what?
I mean, listen, if it was Caitlin Clark, I'm probably going to say, hey, yeah. Come on. Tell me when you're tired.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, why don't you coach?
Sure.
But
sure.
This was not Caitlin Clark. This was Betty. And so Betty ended up going to a JUCO down south and didn't even finish her first year.
See, there we go. Yeah.
So I think one of my... To circle back on that story is everybody's different. I want recruits to say who they are. And it's actually funny that it's kind of a funny story, but it's also very helpful to me to learn that early in the recruiting process.
No doubt.
Instead of them saying what they think I want to hear, she said what she wanted to say.
Sure.
And that kind of helped me make my decision.
Yeah, makes it easier for you, for
that
sure.
That was the last phone call from Betty. And the last part of this story, a couple players laughing at this, the last part of the story is, the next year, she didn't make it through the season with that team, came back home to Vegas, and starts showing up to our open gyms I think I'm going to come here next year.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, Betty is...
She's bold.
Yeah, she's bold. Yeah. She's bold. But, so Betty doesn't play college basketball anymore.
No, well, it's too bad in a way, but, you know, you made the decision easier for you, for sure.
Yeah. But for every recruiting story like that, the other ones are great. I mean, I have so much fun recruiting players, and my current players that I recruited, I think it's the beginning. A couple of my players, one specifically from Hawaii, I got to, without meeting them in person, I got to meet her and talk to her and her mom and her family, and you build that bond before they get here. So when it starts off with them telling you what you're going to do,
right
it's probably not going to be a good relationship.
No, not at all.
But
I don't know.
So recruiting, let's circle. I'm gonna segue that recruiting,
yes,
to somebody who's recruiting somebody else. Ready?
Okay.
Ice Cube and the Big Three are recruiting who?
Caitlin Clark. Speaking of Caitlin Clark, yes.
Do you know the details?
Yes.
Five million.
Yeah, $5 million. And part of that backstory is Kenyon Martin, I don't know if you girls heard, former NBA player, said she would not score a point.
In the Big Three. Couldn't disagree more.
Correct.
Oh,
correct. I think he's way off.
First game.
He's way off on that. Yes.
He's going to be off. Now, all right, so hear me out. I got three college basketball players, high-level college basketball players, sitting right here in front of us.
Yes.
And so they can have some input. Tell me if I'm wrong, because you guys, are you familiar with the Big Three? Did you ever go to a Big Three?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Yeah,
I did.
So I had season tickets when it was here and sat front row, and it was awesome. It was so cool. I think what Kenyon Martin means is if the players, the men in the Big Three, want to shut her down, they can. I think that's what he means. I think what he means is an NBA male is not going to allow her to score if he's covering her. But the reality is their team's trying to win. He's not going to stick to her. They're not face guarding Caitlin Clark. Right. He's going to help and drop back. And when that happens, she's going to get an open shot and she's going to make it.
Absolutely.
Like, it's mind boggling that somebody like Kenyon Martin, I was one of my favorite players when he played for the Nets. Are you kidding me?
And he went to college in your neck of the woods, too.
He did.
Shot blocker, rim protector. Yes.
Listen, Kenyon's a smart dude, but he's way off on this one.
Not going to say he doesn't know basketball, of course, but I think he's way off on this one, too.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Way
Caitlin
off.
Clark, can she score in the Big Three? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, she can.
Huh?
Not as much as she is now.
Of course, yeah.
Right.
She's not going to be a flamethrower, number one, because she's of who she's going to be playing with. And but look at the court. They have 4-point shots. That's a layup for her.
Yeah.
Like, it's, that's
And she has the step back, the step back jump shot, too, that she's so great at, and that's what makes her so dangerous.
One of my favorite players in the Big Three is Cuttino Mobley.
Yeah.
And how old is Cuttino?
Cuttino's been playing ball forever. He's been out of the NBA forever.
Yeah, and he's still a bucket in the Big Three.
In the Big Three. He's one of the better players, yes.
I think that's going to be interesting. There's talk whether she'll take it or not, because the offer is during the WNBA offseason. So when a lot of the WNBA players go overseas to make their money in Russia and all China and places they go, Caitlin Clark can stay right here, play in the Big Three, market herself, but will she take it? Like, is there a risk? Will she get injured? Is it, like, What do you think the risks are to that for her?
Well, you take out insurance policies, of course, but the risk of injuries always has to weigh on her mind. You know what I mean?
Now, does this, something like that, does it open doors?
With playing in the Big Three, you think playing in the Big Three, does that open up doors for her?
No, does that open up doors for women's basketball?
For women's basketball?
I mean,
it very well could,
was
yes.
Was it Nancy Lieberman? Was she the first, pro?
Yes, she may have been, yes, years ago. I think you're correct on that,
yeah,
yes.
I think she played in some sort of pro
yes.
game.
She could play. She could play.
My point is that, is all of a sudden somebody else like a Juju Watkins or if all of a sudden Caitlin's doing it,
all right,
there's not Paige Buckner's can't get a bucket,
all right, that could open up the door for current WNBA players playing now that might want to do that as well.
You know who might come out of retirement? Rebecca Lobo. I'm just kidding. Do you guys know who Rebecca Lobo is?
No. Yeah, so she hasn't played in a while.
UConn.
Yeah, UConn.
So yeah, that's an interesting recruiting tactic. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't offer $5,000 here at CSN or $5,005. I can't offer 5 cents. But Ice Cube's making a bold statement, and what do they say? I'm here for it because I want to see Caitlin.
Yeah,
I want to see her make $5 million.
Sure.
And go light up the first game see what Kenyon Martin has to say after that.
Yeah, that would be good for her.
Am I going at Kenyon Martin?
That's not safe. You're not going to Kenyon Martin. You're okay.
Kenyon. Look up Kenyon. That's not safe for me to go after Kenyon Martin on a podcast.
Yeah, you know what we talked about earlier,
Yep.
Kenyon Martin was doing that in the NBA.
Kenyon Martin was special. That was the team, Jason Kidd over there the Nets.
With the Nets, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else do they have? Kerry Kittles? No, Derek Coleman? No. Vince Carter.
It was Vince Carter on that team back then, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, now Derek Coleman, I think, was drafted by the Sixers, number one overall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Back in 90, 91, whatever that was.
But he ended up at the Nets in a minute.
He was with the Nets. I think he was drafted number one overall by the Nets. I think he had a quick stint with the Sixers.
Yeah.
And even Detroit, I believe, too, which is his hometown.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting, yeah. No, I love the move by Ice Cube. I think it's going to open up some eyes if she can do some work. But you know, she's still got a tournament to get through and a WNBA draft and a WNBA season, which, let's kind of stay on the WNBA stuff. I mean, cause I'm a women's basketball coach. That's what I'm going to do. The Las Vegas Aces back to back world champs.
Yeah,
calling them world champs, best in the world.
Why not?
Just sold out all their games. Their season sold out.
Good for them.
And that's the first time ever in the WNBA.
Yeah.
So again, the progress of women's basketball and, you know, look at the players and the names on that team. But we're also talking about the New York Liberty.
Yes.
I don't know. Did you see that? The big agreement with Barclays.
Yes.
So a massive sponsorship. Yeah. And now they're starting to take a wait list for their
season tickets.
Women's basketball is on fire.
Yeah. Well, Liberty went to the finals last year.
Yep.
Against the Aces.
Yeah, so there you go. The top two teams are taking care of business, not just on the court, but also selling tickets because, you know, one of my favorite duos to watch on the internet is Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
Those two are freaking hilarious when they talk. And this doesn't apply to you because you know so much about basketball. But in general, and I just did this to a couple people here at CSN, I said, name five NCAA men's basketball players. You could do it easy because you're in that world, right? Most people can't. My son, I said, name five men's basketball players, and he couldn't name any. He sat there and he was like, you got to get Zach Edey. I mean, you got to get, there's a couple guys you got to get, right?
Yeah. We just mentioned two of them with Clemson right there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but he couldn't name one. And then he didn't know where I was going with it. And I said, name five women's basketball players. And he went, boom, 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 boom.
Women's basketball is definitely on the rise. I mean, there's no question about that. You know what I mean?
I'm always nervous when I look out in the crowd. We have a massive crowd here. When I look out in the crowd, they're laughing.
Yeah.
Something happened, and I'll find out later. A comment or something on Instagram. But women's basketball. So I think, to put a bow on the women's basketball, I got to show some love to my team.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
It's our third year as a full program, third full year. My third year as the head coach. This was my first team that I recruited every player.
Every player, right.
And We had a phenomenal year. We finished the year, the regular season, 25-4. 25 wins, 4 losses in the regular season. We only lost to 3 teams. We lost to Utah State Eastern at their place and then beat them at ours. And
beat them, yep.
We lost at Salt Lake at their place and then beat them at ours.
Yep.
And the only team we couldn't, hurdle we couldn't get over was CSI, College of Southern Idaho. Just congratulations to them. They made it to the second round of the NJCAA National Tournament.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, just lost today in the second round representing the SWAC. But, and then we made it to the playoffs organically for the first time.
Right.
And an unbelievable overtime game against CSI, the CSI team we're talking about. Our players just showed such amazing. We were down one of our main energy players and rebounders, Leah Mitchell, and our players all stepped up. We got to overtime, had a chance to win it, which is all you can ask for
in
sports.
That's right.
And so we ended up 25-5 with that one league loss, but our goal was to get to the playoffs, and not only did we get in, only the top 4 teams, we didn't, we got into the 3 seed and gave the eventual champs all they could handle. And you were at some games, so give me the coach and the fan, tell the people a little bit about your experience here with CSN basketball. I'm gonna take a bite of my sandwich.
No, what I would say is, if you haven't come out to watch CSN women's basketball, I would say come out and do it for sure. Very enjoyable time. Coach Savage, not just because we've known each other for so long, and you know I've told you this before. Excellent coach. I mean, this was a fantastic season. Does it always end the way you want it to? No, but you can't take anything away from these girls from what they did this year, especially. It was just a fantastic season. Now, this team made its bones on the road, right? What was it, the first 17 games
on
the road?
17
games, right, were on the road. That that doesn't happen. That's unheard of. And all these girls did was win, and they won big.
Yeah.
And they continued. Even when they came home, they won, like Coach said, 4 losses on the year. You'll take that all year. You'll take that every year. And these girls, this was a very good team.
Yeah.
Very good, very good players. 3 of them are right here that you don't want to take your eyes off them on the court, because you're going to miss something.
There's 3 players here.
You're going to miss something.
There's 3 players here, but there's 300 people in the audience.
Yeah.
There's 3 players.
Right.
Okay.
There's 3, yeah, 3 players, yeah. No, but I would say yes. If you haven't seen CSN's women's basketball play and Coach Savage's coach, I would say come on out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a fun year. And it's funny, you said something as a coach that I picked up on. You said it didn't quite end how you wanted it to. You know, it's nuts. At the Division I level, JUCO, is only one team ends like it wants
it
to.
Right, exactly.
You know, there's 360-some-odd teams in the NJCAA, and only one's going to win.
That's it.
And everybody else is going to finish the year on a loss. So I like how we finished battling. Overtime was special. Like I said, down a person, but we got some exciting stuff. One, I can't tell. One of our players is here, but one of our point guard, Keena Hadley, just committed to a Division I program.
I did not know that until right now.
Yep.
Congratulations.
This is breaking news. I can't say where.
No, I did not know that until now. Yes, okay.
Because it's a big secret, and she wants to surprise her teammates. And I've been battling all week. I've been having exit meetings, and they've all tried to catch me slipping.
Coach is good on that. As much as we talk, he didn't break that until now. I didn't hear that until now.
but even my players, so we're excited. Our point guard, KB, is going to be signing her Division I full scholarship.
Good. Very
and
good.
Then we have, of course, Aaliyah Ibarra.
Yes.
Yeah. She's going to be signing it as committed to Utah Tech.
Yes.
And I'll circle back to that. And then we have Paige Grant, our center, who's got an offer. Has got a couple schools interested. She did some awesome things, fighting off a pesky back injury.
Yeah, maybe tell me about that.
Yep.
Yes.
So we're going to see where she ends up. But and then I don't want to leave out my other 2 sophomores. Jordan Stroud's going to be heading over to Laredo, Texas, to play for Texas A&M International. And our other super sophomore, number 5, our 5th sophomore, Jess Castro, is going to be playing in the Philippines next
year. Good for her.
Yeah,
Very good.
How about that?
Good for her.
She's Irish. No, I'm just kidding. She's actually she's Filipino, so she's going to be going back home. And we're super excited for Jess. So it's a really solid sophomore class this year. And what's funny is, like I said, I've been having exit meetings with my players just to kind of wrap up the season and talk about what the offseason looks like. And with our freshmen, we definitely touched on what we're going to be missing, right? We're missing some heavyweights when you look at the JUCO level. And The beautiful thing is we got some heavyweight freshmen that are about to be sophomores.
That's good. Right.
So we got a lot of really good pieces for next year. I'm excited. We're switching leagues for anybody that cares. We're going to be moving from the Scenic West Athletic Conference, Region 18 in JUCO. We're going to go down to Region 1 in Arizona, and we'll be part of the ACCAC next year, which is a very tough league. They actually have two players in the national championship. One is still alive. Eastern Arizona won a big upset today over Collin College. So things don't get easier. It gets warmer.
Like your travel will be warmer.
Our new conference, we're not going to North Idaho. We're not going to Southern Idaho. We're not going to Colorado and Rangeley or Snow. I mean, we used to play a team, for those of you who don't know, Snow College. Do you think it's warm there? Probably not, right? That's in Ephraim, Utah, and of course, Utah State Eastern. So we were in a lot of cold weather.
Yes.
And truth be told, that's why I moved out of, that's why I moved to Vegas.
Yeah.
Get away from that cold weather.
I understand that.
Exciting. So you'll see a lot more home games next year.
Yes.
And hopefully maybe make some road trips.
Yeah.
Get Julie in the car.
Yeah, that would be nice. Absolutely. You got your strong freshman coming in, and you know as well as I do, your biggest jump is from your freshman to your sophomore year. Mm-hmm. So now hopefully when these girls are sophomores, it's another big year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. I think we got some good pieces for next year. And, you know, this group, this particular group in this team, not only did they win, but they did a lot of, they were, you know, you hear coaches talk about, it was a true family atmosphere. They got along. Being on the road that much, I think early helped, because we're a JUCO that doesn't have dorms. So they don't have that opportunity to hang out when they're not in school or on the court. They go home.
Right.
And so being on the road that many games early in the season, I think created that connection with them. So, we're excited. But, yeah, we'll give updates. Obviously, our season's over, so we'll follow our softball and baseball team here at CSN. And I'm sure we'll have some coaches on as some guests. And we might even get a player or two on.
Yeah, throughout the year, of course. For sure, one of these girls here might come on at some point.
You never know. You never know. Well, what do you think, Fu?
You tell me, doo-doo.
Well, yeah,
This was fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a start. You know, start somewhere.
Yeah, we joke. The first episode, you'll probably look back a couple episodes or months or years from now and look back and laugh at this first episode.
Course, no.
But just at least get the ball started.
Yeah.
First of all, the interesting thing is going to find out if all this even happened.
I know, with the filming,
camera went out early.
Yeah.
Are we even recording over here? Like, who knows? I don't even know. Like, we're going to know in about 10 minutes when we cut the mics off. But yeah, good time. We're going to circle back. I know you got a little vacation coming up, and we'll circle back. We'll touch on, let's get an update on that game.
I might actually be in Omaha in the Final Four if Creighton gets there, like I think they will.
Nice. What game was on? What game were we looking at?
It was the Clemson game.
No. Which game was? Oh, Iowa State is now up 67-56 on Washington. No, wait a minute.
No. It was the Clemson game.
Clemson. Okay. Let's get an update before we crank it out. Clemson's up 27-14. Is that right?
That was the last one.
That was the last one.
Got to refresh.
Let's refresh it.
Refresh.
All right, here it is. 39-31, Clemson's up at halftime.
Okay.
So if they can shoot the ball well, make some free throws late, looks like they'll be in a position to upset number two Arizona.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, that's it, Mike. Good time.
Dan, yes, it was.
Yep.
We'll do it again next week.
Awesome.
And we'll have more to talk about next week.
Yep. Thanks for tuning in. If you're watching over there or over there, that camera didn't work.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you guys tuning in. Love the feedback, and we'll talk to you soon. KB, hit that button. Shut her down.
Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.